News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Thank goodness it's Friday. Yes, Friday, December the 19th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Did you have you recovered from your trip yesterday?
Oh, we had a fantastic night last night. Yes, it was the giveaway night on the spot with Linda Bott, and we had wonderful giveaways. Westside Wine, which is a new business in town, we gave away a bottle of champagne and a flight of wine. Sam from Carousel, the owner of Carousel, came in and said anybody mentioning KCNR, that they heard it on the radio and they walk into her door saying they specifically heard it, she's going to give away a free alpaca scarf. Oh. I said, well, what if you have more than one? She goes, oh, I have hundreds. So, okay, I'm telling you now.
Just go
on. You know, you just want to support local.
That's right.
And, you know, while you're in there.
Get your scarf and buy something else.
Yeah, exactly. If you see something that, you know, and she has some really neat jewelry in there that's, you know, quite reasonable. And, of course, Jeff from Crackmaster came on. And we haven't had somebody call on that yet because he was kind of at the last minute, the last 10 minutes. But he is giving away a free $35 value to fix a chip under the size of a quarter and down. So if you have a chip and you want to get it fixed, call Jeff at Crackmaster Windshield Repair, and he will take take care of you. And again, we'll take the first caller on that one because we can't have a bunch of people going through. We'll take a caller at 605-4567 if you've got a little chip that you need to be taking care of. Let's talk about the weather.
Right.
Yeah, today it's 51 degrees. Right now, it's going to be what it's going to be all day long. Chance of showers tonight with our lows around 46. Saturday looks like we've got showers again with our highs of 52. Saturday night's around 48. And Sunday, we have a slight chance of showers where the percentage of showers is going down and partly cloudy. It's the first time we clear up, according to our forecast on Sunday night, the temperature's around 48. Good morning, everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. I know this is the big weekend before Christmas where people are traveling. Don't stress about any last minute anything. I think some people will be happy to, if you write them a poem or write them a letter.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of people traveling, and including our own little Savannah. She's on her way back to
South Dakota,
that's right. She's going back to South Dakota. I wanted to say Montana, but that's not true. It's South Dakota. Hey, you know the hardest part about today? I mean, today, it's been raining now for several days. You know, the weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. The thing about the weather is that I just don't want to get out of bed. I just lay there. And if I wake up in the middle of the night because Elk Killer hears something or whatever Elk Killer does, and will I go back to sleep and I just want to lay there because my sleep number setting's 40. The dual air technology lets Linda sleep at a different setting. In fact, her sleep number setting is 45. And I tell you, here's the thing is, the next part of this is the sleep IQ technology, where the only thing you have to do is sleep, and it will send you suggestions on how you can sleep better. I mean, what's better than that? What's better than giving the gift of a good night's sleep? The bed has been rated number one by Consumer Reports. It is on sale now. You can save $300 on the most popular beds at our Sleep Number store right in the Target Shopping Center. Just ask Brian or Janice to help you with your sleep number. But I can't tell you enough that we sleep so well.
You know, I think that's kind of a when you think about it, and especially if you are wondering like what to get your husband or your wife for Christmas, I don't think it's not like getting a washing machine. I think if you had like a little gift certificate and said, you know, honey, I know it's important that we've had this, you know, old bed for 20 years or whatever. We're going to go and pick out a new one. What a great gift, the gift that keeps giving. Okay, we have Pet of the Week coming up. And Jimmy, you are the winner of the Crackmaster, like under a quarter size chip repair. So I'll give you a call at the break, and we'll give you Jeff at Crackmaster's phone number, and then Liz has took you guys up. So he'll be happy about that.
You can just go down to Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair at 3208 Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373. 241-8373, Jimmy.
All right. Tell him you heard it here and you want it on the show. Okay. So that'll be good. So then we got our winners.
Where's our dog?
Our pet of the week? Okay, just a second.
He was just standing here. A lot of things going on today. We're going to have Sharon Clark will be joining us, of course, later on with talking about seniors, Christmas, and the holidays. What about, you know, when you're checking on your loved ones on the holidays, are there, because you're going to be visiting probably starting next week. So here's a good chance to check on the parents, our oldies, and see how they're doing, because we use these techniques when we're home visiting and visiting a lot of other people. Anyway, we're here. Look at this dog.
Pretty.
Look at this dog. How are you doing this morning there, buddy?
Wonderful.
We have to be turned on. That's that button over there left.
Well, what's happening? Tell us all about it.
Haven Humane. Yeah, what's going on with you guys?
So this morning I brought Flynn with me.
It's Flynn. Not Flim. Flynn.
Flynn.
Flynn, yes. And as you already know, because you've met him briefly, I mean, he's just a wonderful dog all the way around. Dogs like this amaze me that they stay at our shelter for as long as they do. Flynn, believe it or not, has been at our shelter for 4 months.
Wow.
He came in, I mean, as a teenage puppy, and now he is a one-year-old adult, and he still is searching high and low for a new forever home.
He's a pit mix.
He is a pit bull mix, almost solid white, except for he's got this little like patch of merle, you know, right there,
frankly,
on his back.
Frankly, that little patch almost looks like a Mickey Mouse on his back.
It almost does, like
doesn't
Mickey
it,
Mouse
doesn't
ears.
It doesn't look like Mickey Mouse ears coming back there. Or if you look at it sideways, it's sunglasses. Anyway, he's
so
sitting down here.
He's sitting with his little back up against your leg because, you know, it's
he's a cuddle bug.
He's a cuddle bug. And he, you know what, he's very alert. He's beautiful. Flynn.
Flynn's checking out the toys for tots over there.
Please don't pee in the toys.
Yes.
Yeah, he was making sure you guys filled it full enough.
I don't know if he can heist that high.
We're going to give one more little push out because we need to get those out to the kids. But, you know, it's up to the top, but I like to put a little bit more in there. Anyway, what a great dog. And just, he's just licking Linda's chin. I would like to lick Linda's chin.
Flynn has become a staff and volunteer favorite. I mean, when he came in, he had no training at all. He pulled on the leash. He didn't know any of his commands. He now does not pull on the leash. He knows sit. He's working on his other commands, but he's just a big goofy puppy still. Yeah. He's only a year old. We have him rated for a home with kids 5 and older, and yeah, he loves all other animals.
Oh, he does?
Yes.
Cats,
everything. When he meets another dog, the first thing he does is go belly up, and then he bounces up, and he's like, all right, let's play.
He goes belly up so that he's showing he's subdued. And, okay, even little dogs?
Even little dogs.
Okay. All right, now how do we get a hold of Flynn?
Well, you can stop by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you can give us a call at 241-1653.
There you go, buddy. Hey, look, happy Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We've found homes for over 200 animals during this December, which is just a great, great, great effort by everybody. We'd like to go up to what, 300?
Yes, we would love to hit 300.
There we go. And remember, January is neuter month for,
he'd be a good
for
guard dog.
Dogs and cats. $20.
Yes.
Yeah, he'd be a good guard dog because he's about, what do you say, 70 pounds?
I'd say he's around 70 pounds.
70
or so.
Pounds.
But he's quiet.
He's quiet.
And he's well-behaved, but I have a feeling that he could be protected.
Yeah, if
your
you
house.
Looked at him and you walked through the door, if there was a thief, they may say twice.
May say is, okay, you know what, I'm going to go next door. It doesn't have that dog.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I bet you once he gets where he is, he'll be protective. And like I said, his little kids could probably roller skate with holding his leash, and you know what I mean? Yep. How kids will pull. I'm they just, love that.
He's one of my personal favorites too. So I'm really hoping today is his lucky day.
Okay, now let's find a home for let's find a home for Flynn today. We're batting 100% here. Let's find a home for him. Okay, yeah. Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReddingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSafe. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
You're listening to Carl and Linda Butt on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
By a reindeer.
Walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You know what? Our bump music is just extraordinary.
Appropriate.
Yeah, this one is, you know, Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Out here, it could be Grandma got run over by a elk. Anyway, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:20 in the morning, December the 19th. 51 degrees out there, going to be raining today. It's going to start clearing up next week as my voice changes right here in mid-sentence. And it's going to, you know, the, but it's going to continue to be chilly and nasty. But the water in Shasta Lake has gone up tremendously, 38, probably 40 feet by now since December 1st. That's just, you know, and it's over, well over 900 feet. We were talking about it yesterday. I was having lunch with a couple of friends, and they're both into the sports, outdoor sports, of course. This portion of the show is brought to you, speaking of outdoor sports, Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani and his crew there are just outstanding gunsmiths, one. And two, they have every type of gun you could possibly want. Long guns, pistols, shotguns, very accurate weapons, very, you know, bolt actions. They have semi-automatic guns. They have it all. And a lot of sales. Sig Sauer is up for sale. Check out some of their pistols they have for sale. And they have all the ammo that you could possibly want. In almost every caliber, and it's all there at John Bastiani's Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Give them a call at 222-8222. I was just in there the other day, and you know what? It's just, I don't know. So many people are packed in there, but they've got a lot of salespeople there. Every one of them is knowledgeable, and that's the best thing I like. And they're not pushy. You'll go to some gun stores, and the person you're talking to acts like they're doing you a favor. To talk with you. And then they're such an expert. And, you know, and you end up finding out that some of the things they're saying are just not right. Or you just know some of the things there. But you won't find that at Bastiani's. Those guys are good.
All right. Something that's in the headlines. And I'm not sure. I know you've got a list full of things. But have you been following how Sony's decision to cancel The Interview in the face of terrorist threats is already affecting the way Hollywood does business? And it's killing artists' faith in studios to release envelope-pushing content.
Well, let's talk about that. Sony, Hollywood, and moral courage. Hollywood is so quick to pick on Christians and so quick to pick on people that are just let them. They won't push back. Yet now they have their first threat against free speech and content and in this stupid movie called The Interview. Yes, the movie is absolutely stupid. It talks about two guys that are just jerks that are being hired by the CIA to assassinate the premier of North Korea, who is, by the way, they named Kim Jong Ill. And his, you know, and they assassinate him. Well, the premise that you do a movie, a comedy about assassinating a world leader is kind of like stupid. And whoever's in charge of Sony Pictures should be fired. But that's not the main problem. The main problem is this: they were hacked. Now everybody says, "Oh, the North Koreans are hacking him." Well, nobody. Well, not so fast. Nobody's quite sure who's led the hacking, because now they're starting to say things like Russia, Iran, and some other places that could be leading this cyber attack. China.
Bolivia.
Because Bolivia, coming through Bolivia, that there's no proof. There's nothing really. There's no direct line or smoking gun that says North Korea. And they may not even have the technology to do this. So what has Hollywood done? They have rolled over to threats. First of all, they were embarrassed because all their emails were released. And this is where you hear the president of Sony being racist in her comments about President Obama. Yet I didn't hear Oprah standing up and saying she should be fired like she did the guy from the L.A. Kings who the
right. – Right, basketball owner.
The basketball owner who had a private email to his mistress that was released. And everybody hung him out to dry. Yet you're not hearing that from the Sony lady because possibly she was a huge donor. And she and her husband are huge donors to the Democrats and Obama. Well, that could be. Anyway, so what Sony does, it caves in. It kills the release. It pulls the movie from release. And here's who stands up, George Clooney, and says, "This is wrong, guys. You're caving. We need to go in as artists and stand up for Sony and say, look, we may not agree with this movie, but you can't cave in because where's it go to next?" So at that point, he takes a petition and circulates it. Now, George Clooney, Academy Award winner, A-lister from the very top, right? Nobody signs the petition. None of his buddies sign the petition, which even infuriates him even more. It's George. Guess what? It's easy to attack a Christian community. It's easy to attack those nasty businesses. It's easy to attack, you know, the military. But now Hollywood has a chance to stand up and say something, and what do? They cave. They roll over on their backs. They pee on themselves. This is what they've done. What can you say? So, but is this just the beginning? What happens in the next movie? And we talked about this. What happens in the next movie that fully illustrates Islamic terrorists who kill 164 children in Pakistan, cut off fingers of little girls wanting to go to school, throw acid into women's faces because they won't marry the ones they pick for them. Genital mutilation. I mean, let's just go through this. But what happens if you have a movie then and then the hackers start again? What are you going to do then? Are you going to pull that movie? Are you going to pull all of that? Let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Do you have something to say about the movies?
Well, this whole hacking issue certainly sheds an interesting light on the whole issue of smart meters, doesn't it? I mean, if a movie studio could be hacked into, how about a person's electricity account or the accounts of a whole bunch of people by somebody, either a lone wolf bent on revenge or a foreign government bent on creating mischief?
Sure.
Or
why not shut down a couple electrical grids?
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
And
they could act, you know, even worse, Charles, they could come in and get my emails. Oh, wait a minute. NSA's already got that. Okay, never mind about that.
Well, in an article from Todd Boyd, film and culture professor at the University of Southern California, said it was naive of Sony to proceed with film without expecting some blowback from the North Korean government. Free speech is an American value, not a North Korean one, he said. It's provocative to make a film where a living figure is assassinated, in spite of what you may think about that figure.
Well, you know what? They did. You know what? Hello. It's just what I, you know, that's what I said. But they also did. You know, there was a movie about the assassination of Bush by Americans. I mean, come on. While Bush was still president. It's just absolutely ridiculous. Charles, you're right, though. If they're going after this, this is the beginning. If we've already been in a cyber war, what exactly is the United States doing to be able just to combat cyber war?
Yeah, maybe we should, getting back to the, I mean, this should serve as a clarion call. Number one, not to be so, sanguine about cashless this and, you know, and smart meter that, because, I mean, we're setting ourselves up for, I mean, it's like bringing a whole brood of water moccasins into your car and expecting not to get bit.
There you go. Okay. Thanks a lot, Charles. Let's go to Henry. Henry, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Say, you know, I know the Sonny's got a lot of problems, but you ought to hear mine. I ordered a pizza last night to be delivered.
Uh-huh.
The little girl asked for my address and said, how do I find it? And I told her, I said, you know, go to the junction of Road A and B and come 1/6 mile east. I'm on the south side of the road. And she says, great. So I wait 45 minutes, and pretty soon I get a call from the guy, and he says, I'm on the way. I'm like, okay, great. So he comes out, and he says, I can't find you. I says, I'm on the south side of the road, 1/6 mile east of that junction, chain link fence, south side of the road. And he says, is that the right or the left? And I says, the south side is constant. It doesn't change. It depends on which way you're coming from. Well, I don't know where I am. And I says, where do you think you are? And he says, well, I'm not sure. And so anyway, this goes on for a little while, and pretty soon he says, I just got sideswiped. And I says, right side or left side? And he says, well, it's, I'm not sure. I says, well, it depends on whether you're standing in front of the car and looking back or the back of the car and looking front. And that being said, I think probably I'm going to go have a can of soup. Thank you. Now, you think you got troubles?
No, you know
oh
what?
My God.
You know, compared to the national debt, what's happening in the Middle East, and of course the North Koreans in Cuba, that's nothing compared to, you know, not being able to get the pizza out to your house. You know, because
well,
that's a direct impact.
Well, I'll tell you, it tells you something about the school system where they can't tell the north side from the south side. When I was in the Army, I knew damn well which way was south.
You know, I just know a couple of times. I'm really glad I've got that compass.
That you know
in
which
my,
way
that,
is up.
That compass is in my truck.
And the only way you know which way is up is when you're sitting on your butt.
There you go. Hey, Henry, thanks a lot. Merry Christmas, buddy.
You know, the thing is, though, that... You think I'm making that story up, but I'm not. That's word for word.
No, no, oh I believe God. It. No, I know what.
That's
I
your Christmas
thousand,
2014 actually, great story.
You know, I actually believe that did happen. I'm sure it happened, in fact. Anyway. Okay, hey, look, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you
thanks.
Next week.
Okay, you know, speaking of, okay, listen, you guys, I'm telling you right now, don't be stealing anything from a nativity set. Attention thieves and pranksters considering nabbing the baby Jesus from Indiana Masonic Homes nativity scene. Don't do it. We're going to take a break on this. Jesus has a GPS. And Jesus has a GPS. Shouldn't that be the march?
I think so.
Jesus has a GPS. And then they stand
can,
down.
Then you can find the little baby Jesus that they've stolen. They stole Diane's angel out of her yard yesterday.
Yep.
Anyway, hey, we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott. Merry Christmas.
Little holiday magic can go a long way, especially when it comes to shopping. Online superstores just don't have the cheer and warmth you need when winter kicks in and the to-do lists get long. But there's one place that really celebrates the season. Mount Shasta Mall's 80 stores and services help you give with confidence, and all the special seasonal events make sure you can enjoy some signature holiday magic. Santa visits and photos are now available daily through Christmas Eve, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Four-legged friends wanting to meet the big guy? They have their own special time. Join Paws and Claws every Wednesday from 5 to 8 p.m. Each evening, the mall comes to life with the wonder of a seasonal snowfall at 5, 6, and 7 p.m. Find the cheer this year when you celebrate and shop at the Mount Shasta Mall. Give a little magic.
If you've served in the active duty of the armed forces and are impaired because of an accident, injury, or exposure to hazardous substance, you may be eligible for compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The compensation program is your country's way of honoring your service and sacrifice by providing financial assistance to bridge the gap between what you are able to earn now and what you could have earned if you were not impaired. VA compensation claims could be as simple as a hearing loss claim to a very complex muscular, skeletal, or neurological disorder. Be wary of individuals who offer assistance with your VA claims, especially those who ask you to pay for VA claims assistance. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We are accredited, and there's never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
I'll have a blue Christmas
without you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is December the 19th at 7:34 in the morning. 51 degrees out there. It's going to be raining today. Tapering off. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Not only do they have discounts for veterans, but you walk in there to Espresso Joe's and you get great coffees, great tasting coffees, all types of holiday coffees and teas and chais and all this. And, prices are so much more reasonable than other places around town that will actually cost you your college education if you use it all the time. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They have every type of tobacco accoutrement you could possibly ask for. Everything at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley do a whole lot for our community and in many, many different ways. And I'm not just talking about taxes. I'm talking about reaching out to people, helping people with Christmas, helping people with birthdays. They're great people. Tobacco and Brew. Okay. We talked about Sony. Let's talk about, you know what, we spent a lot of time on this yesterday. We had Susan Wilson in talking about the movement of the public comment time to the end of the meeting at the city council. We've talked about it, and I thought, okay, you know what, how much do people care? Well, the Record Searchlight, who was against that, against them moving it a few days ago, has rolled in again about the public comment part. Is the council truly concerned about people's time and getting it to the beginning, you know, getting to those agendized items? Then why have all of the presentations and presentos to people? Why not do that at the end since it's only till 9 o'clock? Why not do that? And that way you can get right to them. The bottom line is, and we agree, and I don't know if we'll ever talk about this again. I don't know. I may go down to City Hall in a couple months and just ask to speak first because I get up early in the morning, and I really don't know what time the meeting's going to be over at. You know, you can say 9 o'clock, but I don't believe that's that many times. But okay, but can I speak first and say, you know, I really think you ought to change it back to the beginning. And here's all these people. There was only one person that wasn't linked to the city that talked about it, Mary Machado. And she says she represents 1,000 people, but she doesn't give their names. And I would like to have that because I'm sure Mary is a stand-up woman who does so many great things in town. But when she says, I represent, you know, 1,050 people, it's like us saying, I represent 150,000 people who have the ability to listen to the station. I'm not saying they all listen to it at one time, but they have the ability to. So I can say I represent that, you know. So does that count? But the bottom line on this is the perception of what you've done is wrong in the city council. But the other thing is that if you had a chance to go in a new direction, you had a chance to establish your own identity, and you didn't. Brent and Kristen, you had a chance to establish your identity and say, you know what? I think we can listen to them. Let's go in this direction. Let's give them a chance. Record Searchlight says, well, you know, they can change this if they want to. But you know what? They won't do that. They won't do that unless a great portion of this community stands up and goes in there and says, wait a minute, I really think you need to change this back, or writes letters or makes phone calls. But I don't think that that's going to happen. I think it's going to be business as usual, where a smaller percentage of people get involved in this. I would recommend every one of our listeners, every one of our people in the chat room, call the city hall and call every one of the city councilors, and they're not going to be there, but leave a message on their machine, and that says, hey, I really think you ought to change the public opinion back to the beginning, if that's what you believe. And if you don't, then you don't do it. And if you don't care, then you don't do it. So remember that we get what we pay for. We get what we voted in. We get that. And if this is the way it's going to be, then so be it. This is what the voters have wanted. There are other things on the plate, but this is kind of important to begin with. Have we talked about what the European Union Court just ruled, Linda? They just ruled that obesity is a disability in the European Union Court ruled that obesity is a disability, and those people must be treated differently. They must get parking places. They must get bigger chairs. They must be treated differently than because they're fat, because they're obese. It's now a disability. This is what they're saying, instead of a life choice.
Well, interestingly enough, I suppose that's one way of being able to know that you can eat yourself onto the dole.
You can go down and get those. You can get all those McDonald's you want,
And they get now, paid down the road, because you're
and then now
shot your body up.
And now you can get extra money. You can get a disability, and if you can't do a job because you're obese, then they can, you know, they can't fire you. I'm sorry, you can't do this job anymore because you can't bend over and reach that package. Well, I'm sorry, that's a disability. You wouldn't fire me if I just had, you know, three fingers. I don't understand this. You know, I don't understand this, how this can be going on. I mean, I can lose weight. I need to lose weight. I've chosen not to because I'm just, you know, for whatever reason. But this coming year, hopefully, that I will knock off that other 15 pounds. I've already tacked part of it. But the thing is that I can't imagine, you know, people are going to go, well, wait a minute, I've got a pituitary problem. Okay. I remember what Charles Krulak said, Commandant of the Marine Corps, and Brute Krulak, his father, who was also he was never the Commandant of the Marine Corps, but both of these men were like, Brute was all of like 5'5". Maybe 5'6". And his son, General Krulak, was like 5'8", maybe. But the one thing Brute Krulak said was, you know what? You can't help being short. You can't help being ugly. But you can help being fat. And, but, you know, and he, you know, and worked out all the time. And that's one of the things, is that there may be that rare disease that causes this. But for the most part, having that, you know, having it classified as a disability, as a disease, puts it all into another level there. I don't know. What do you think? I'm not, you know, it's like everything. Of once you start something like this, and then it takes away the responsibility. Oh, it's not their fault that they smoke. Well, yeah. It's not their fault that they drink. Well, yeah, it is. It's not their fault they put drugs in their bodies. Well, yeah, it is. It's not their fault that they beat their spouses. Yeah, yeah, it is. It's not their fault that they eat. It's not their fault they go into McDonald's and eat 12 Big Macs. Well, yes, it is. It's not their fault they don't walk for a half an hour. Yes, it is. It's not their fault that they don't eat veggies and salad. They just couldn't get to it. Yes, they can. And yes, it is. You know, so all of these things are just, you know what? When I see that, it bothers me immeasurably, because I see it coming, that it's not anybody's fault anymore. It's never anybody's fault anymore. What happened to taking responsibility? What happened to, I did that, wow, I messed up, I'm taking responsibility? It starts right with President Obama and works its way down throughout society. Oh, hands up. Guess what? He was attacking the policeman. He's attacking the policeman. Don't ever forget that the guy in New York and the guy in Ferguson, Missouri, all they had to do was listen to what the policeman said. Get out of the street, which is what started it. And you're selling these cigarettes illegally. The mayor doesn't, you know, wants us to crack down on it. You're under arrest. All you have to do is go along with that. But I'm a person of color. I don't care. I am too. If a policeman tells me to do something, it may not be, you know, as long as it's not going to cause my death. It may cause me discomfort. Fine. This is going to work its way out. And if you're wrong, you're going to end up paying for this, Mr. Policeman. Bottom line is, the whole thing goes back to personal responsibility. If you do something and you get caught and you get punished for it, look back to the original cause.
You mean like the red lights?
The red lights. You rolled through
it.
A red light.
I rolled, did a California roll.
There you did, and we paid for it.
Yeah, we did, $500 and some. It was not fun.
Yeah, you know.
Hey,
wow.
Speaking of, anyway. on a positive note, okay. Sometimes in the hustle and bustle of the holiday season, it becomes easy to forget that this is a season of giving. Well, one couple found a way to help by donating to an unusual place, the layaway section of a Georgia Walmart. A couple came in and they wanted to make a Good Samaritan donation, explains Walmart employee Don Morales. The donation amount, $5,000, enough to pay off presents for 30 people. For someone like Jana Uli, this generous gift came as at exactly the right time. After her ex-husband died suddenly in October, she knew it was already going to be a tough holiday for her children, coupled with financial troubles. So, you know, she has a car that's falling apart. Anyway, this is about the third time that I've read an article about the Secret Santa's going in and paying off, the gifts on layaway. And I just think that's such an inspiring Christmas story about, you know, it is a time of giving. And or when people come in and surprisingly give somebody a tip that they leave and it's not, they don't need any accolades. They just, you know, all of a sudden hear something and you know, or when somebody, when you're in line at Starbucks and somebody pays it forward. So, oh, well, your coffee's been paid for by the person in front of you, which is nice. You know, just saying. So I think that's a pretty heartfelt story. And if you have something, I think today, we'd love to hear from you if you have a really good news story. I know we cover a lot of things that are just not so fun. But we'd love to hear from you, 605-4567. If you've heard something or care to share something, besides, we loved hearing about how the pizza didn't make it there. And that was really kind of like every scenario that could possibly happen. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive on Reading.
I had something all planned for that. No, go keep going. No,
oh, okay. So Leonard Silverman, who owns Four Winds Jewelry, has been in the jewelry business for 40-plus years. He can get you anything you possibly want. If you're interested in a loose stone or an opal, or you just need to know information about jewelry, something you may have that's an estate piece that maybe you were you inherited, here's the place to go.
Big sale going on. And if you know what? And you can always, when you're talking to Leonard, you can always try to argue him down on his prices. But he has such great prices. You'll never, never find something better in Reading. This is Four Winds Jewelry right across from Sierra Gibbs, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give him a call, 222-2750. Great sales going on, 15-20% off of already great prices. We'll be right back.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would just like to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. The bobtail drivers are busy delivering kerosene in the mountains, so give Danny a call and get on the delivery list. Johnny's been installing a lot of Toyo heaters, which are also great Christmas presents, so give him a call for a free estimate. Beth and Sherry have been doing a lot of pay-forward accounts, which really helps out this time of year. Robin has clear pearl at the Corning plant now for all the portable heaters. Joe up in Weaverville has clear and red Carol on card lock 24/7. So wherever you are, give us a call. When it comes to keeping people warm for the winter, nobody does it better than Northern Lights Energy. Reading, Corning, and Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Happy holiday season is among us. What to get family, friends, neighbors, or coworkers? Well, check out Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Tobacco and Brew has a variety of wine, cigars, assorted coffees and teas, and other goodies. If you're searching for those under $20 gifts, Tobacco and Brew has just received a shipment of armored wallets priced at just $9.99. Be smart. Be protected from identity theft with an armored wallet. Great stocking stuffer. Also new at Tobacco and Brew in the largest walk-in humidor, Headley Grange, Four Kicks, J.D. Howard Reserve, and Super Ligero, all top-rated by Cigar Aficionado. While you're there, get your coffee by the pound. Holiday favorites, pumpkin spice, s'mores, and the special of the month, Sally's Strawberry Mocha. 16 ounces for just $3.50. It's all at Tobacco and Brew.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as a certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
The countdown to Christmas is on. Find your perfect Christmas at the amazing shops downtown. Carousel on Yuba Street is brimming with stylish designer clothes, beautiful handmade jewelry, and artwork made by local artists and fabulous scented candles. Get your girlfriends together and throw a private party for a fun way to celebrate this holiday season. That's Carousel at 1555 Yuba Street. Unique stores and more in beautiful downtown Reading. It's Christmas in the making.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Holidays. You know, one of our, it's Carl and Linda Bott. Welcome
Andy
back.
Williams.
It is 7:50 in the morning on December the 19th. 51 degrees out there, rainy. Somebody said that they went in and the person behind the counter in one of the stores said, Happy Holidays. And she said, which holiday? And the girl goes, excuse me? She says, well, you said Happy Holidays. Which one? And the girl was at that point dumbfounded. And so
Hanukkah.
And so she said, Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah.
Now, here's
well, it
what,
could be
here's
Hanukkah
what people,
for people.
You know what? We got, you know, hey, chat room, all of you chat room, on the first week in January,
okay.
The first full week in January, we're going to have our chat room breakfast.
Cool.
We're going to start off the year. And so chat room on that, be ready, because we haven't figured out where we're going to have it yet. But when we do, we'll let you know, and we'll all get together. And Max and Angel and Jimmy, I hope you're around, Joe and Sonny and Onion Grower. Just
we need
everybody.
To start off 2015 with, you know, a positive.
It'll probably be a Tuesday, Angel. It'll probably be a Tuesday morning. After we have the show, we'll all meet down there and have a breakfast and talk about 2015.
I know we have we're going to do a shout out to our sponsors here in a second, but remember last portion of the show that we were just talking about, you mm-hmm. know, surprise tips and the Secret Santa. This is a great story. An unexpected waitress got the tip of her life on Thursday. She was working her regular shift at the Virginia Kitchen. When she received a $1,200 tip on a $128 tab. What I like about this is that they had no idea the group had decided to stop by this restaurant. It was a group of people. They were just kind of like, hey, we left a tip on the table and we want her to get it. She said that they said that it couldn't happen to a nicer person. This gal who received it is a single parent with two young daughters who has worked as a waitress for 5 years. She came to the United States as a refugee from Iran and just recently became a U.S. citizen.
Hooray for
Thank
her.
You.
Hooray for her. Yeehaw. Okay.
She couldn't wait to tell her children, this is America. You know, this is going to be a surprise. They're going to be surprised and excited. So I think that's
yeah,
just
that's
a great,
great.
Story.
Well, I've got like three things to talk about, and all of them are good. So here's what we're doing here. Blood source. Linda and I are going to be at Blood Source next Monday.
Come by
and give, you know, you're looking for that perfect gift. Here it is. A pint of blood. The most priceless gift you could give. One out of every seven people entering the hospital needs blood, and one donation has the potential to save as many as three lives. Think about that. Save as many as three lives. Our Molly, who is our sales executive here, just a splendid young woman, mother, a worker, everything, a great wife, all of these things. The blood saved Molly's life. She was going in, and the blood donation saved her life. She's done. She did a commercial about this, or just talking about, you know, about this, and it
she had to have transfusions. Yeah,
absolutely touching. I mean, mm-hmm. you can't believe, but we so much believe in this. So one donation this time. We're going to be down there on the 22nd at 1880 Park Marina Drive at Blood Source. Come on by, say hello, and give a gift that you don't need to wrap up. They'll just pop it right out of your arm. You get some juice and a cookie and people's undying love. Really, you can save somebody's life. Imagine that. That what you did saved somebody's life on, say, what, Christmas Day. Say the baby born that day on Christmas, and you saved the baby's life. Wow. I got into that one, huh?
Well, hey, that's all right.
Okay, now here's some other things. Here's,
you've here's given a couple other things. A lot, so.
Yeah, I have, in all different ways. sometimes I didn't want to. It just happened. The other thing is, here in town, we need to talk a little bit about this. The
what? Get to it. What?
Well, it's the fact is that the charities in town, the participation's down. Last year in the bell ringing, they had like 500 people ringing bells. This year, only 350.
Why do you think that is?
I think it's just tough. It's raining. It's tough. I think it's getting tougher out there. But the Good News Rescue Mission is down. They need turkeys and hams for Christmas dinner. So you and I are going to go out today and get a turkey or two and take it over there. But you know, when you see the people, and the donations are down like 30%. So when you see the people out there ringing the bells, you know, if you got that extra change in your pocket, you got that dollar in there, instead of getting the latte, just stick it into the bucket. Because Salvation Army, this isn't people begging on the street now, okay? These are Salvation Army has families that they help. Good News Rescue Mission has people they help, they feed there on Christmas Day. And this is a good chance for you to go out, you know, get some canned goods, get a frozen turkey and they'll take care of it. It doesn't have to be a huge turkey. It can just be a ham. Just take it down to Good News Rescue.
Well, we've rung the bell, several times.
Several years.
And the thing is that, you know, like this year we did a big, we donated to some different things. We've done, you know, we've spread it out. These are not like,
I think a lot of people are doing that. Things are a little bit tighter. So.
Well, but the thing is that we have our community is so generous, as we know, Carl. And you know, I don't know what it is, but like for instance, when we did where we emceed the Library Foundation, the same donors.
You see a lot of the same
people.
The same people, Turtle Bay.
And I'm like, you know, gosh, what about new people coming in? And this is what we love about the 2030 Club. I'm kind of getting off, but the subject, but it's not really, because it's about just being mindful that, you know, we're trying to be available to spread out your donations. So that's an interesting thing with the bell ringing kind of being down this year.
It is. And, you know, here's something else that's happening this weekend. The Serviceman's Feast, the dinner for our military, police, and firemen families. It's going to be on December the 20th from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Hall on Yuba Street. It's free to all veterans, police, and firemen and their families. That's right. And it's being put on by Fred Salanti and all of his merry men at the Missing in America Project. And also a big shout out to Walmart. Yes, Walmart Heart, who is also, I'm sure, has a big part in this. In the Serviceman's Feast, dinner for our military, police, and firemen families, this Sunday, December the 20th, from 3 to 7 p.m. Well, I'm totally wrong. It's Saturday. Excuse me, December 20th, Saturday, from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Hall. This Saturday, tomorrow. A dinner for military, police, and firemen families. Okay. You know, when we come back after the break, we're going to have Sharon Clark, Home Helpers.
Oh, fabulous.
And you know what? We really like having Sharon on any time, but especially now during the holidays where you're going to go out. Now, this weekend is probably going to be a big travel weekend. The Bob here is sitting here thinking about if it's going to be he's not sure if he's going to Thailand or France, Burma, perhaps Cuba, because he was so happy that Cuba opened up again because he had a fishing camp there that he ran for years until Fidel kicked him out. And he's thinking of going back and taking it over again. And it's a good chance now to see your loved ones, their aged loved ones, and see how they're doing.
Absolutely. Hey, before we take a break, I want to tell you about 10 cars that are predicted not to make it. You want to hear about those? Might be the good deal for you to make your big deal. The first one's the Volkswagen Eos.
Second, you've got like 30 seconds here.
Second one is the Scion IQ. Third is Honda CRZ. Let's see what we go. Number four here is the Mitsubishi I-MIEV. Number five is a Nissan Armada. Number six is Toyota Venza. Number seven is Honda Cross Tour. Eight, Hyundai Genesis Coupe. Nine, Dodge Journey. 10, Lincoln MKT.
Wow.
That's what they're saying. They're not going to probably really be popular in the market.
Well, we'll have to see. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's Friday, 51 degrees out there. It's 8 o'clock.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Suspicious that North Korea was behind a destructive hacking attack against Sony Pictures has a growing number of people calling for the U.S. to retaliate. Meanwhile, entertainment technology attorney Jonathan Handel spoke to Britain Sky News and said that the Sony attack is not really just Sony's problem. It could be done to other companies as well.
If they can do this to Sony, whether it's North Korea, as appears to be the case, or someone else, if they can do this to Sony, they can do it to General Motors, they can do it to the stock exchange, to the electric grid, to the government.
Also at SRNnews.com, just days after a massacre at a military-run school that left nearly 150 people dead, most of them children, Pakistan now launching a major assault against militants inside the country. That marks a new policy, according to political and military analyst Zahid Hussain.
That is basically a game changer in Pakistan. Before this, actually, there seems to be a kind of reluctance on the part of the civilian authority to go after the militants wholeheartedly.
President Obama will host an end-of-the-year news conference at the White House this afternoon. A bit of a preview from SR News White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
There are plenty of issues to ask the president about before he departs for his annual Hawaii vacation. He's sure to face questions today about Cuba, the Sony hacking, his immigration executive actions, and Republicans taking control of Congress. Plus, there are several foreign policy matters, including ISIS and Russia's interference in Ukraine.
That's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. The average price of a gallon of gas below $2.50. Nationwide for the first time in about 5 years. Oil analyst Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com.
The savings nationally amounts to $285 million saved versus pump prices a year ago every 24 hours.
And he says the state of Texas features the lowest gas price right now, with one station in Keller selling fuel for $1.69 a gallon. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
This is the actual voice of someone who reported software piracy. What steps did you take?
Well, the first thing I did in my particular case was to report it to the management of the company. I went to them directly. And then when they failed to act, I contacted the BSA, went to their website, reviewed everything, and then made a confidential report.
If your company copies software illegally, report it confidentially to BSA, the Software Alliance, and you may be eligible for a cash reward. Go online and input nopiracy.org or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY.
Somalia's soccer season is starting today in the capital city of Mogadishu, with an eye towards safety in a very unstable country.
The first match of the season will kick off in Benadir Stadium. It was, until 2011, used as a training ground by the Islamist militia Al-Shabaab, which still controls large parts of the country. It's been refurbished with help from the World Football Federation, FIFA, and now has an artificial pitch. Several foreign players from Nigeria, Kenya and Uganda have this year braved Mogadishu's regular suicide bombings and other attacks to join Somali team.
That's the BBC's Mary Harper reporting. Chrysler is recalling nearly a quarter million older Ram pickup trucks because the rear axle can seize up or the driveshaft can fall off altogether. The recall covers Ram 1500 pickups from the 2005 model year. The recall comes after an investigation by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. This is SRN News. cashing in Seattle. Savvy Seattle area real estate agents gaining an advantage now by paying attention to the growing connection between China and Washington State. University of Washington economics professor Jonathan Zhang says an increasing number of wealthy Chinese nationals view Seattle as a good place to purchase a home.
By buying a house here, buying assets in the U.S. that are based on U.S. dollars, is a good way to preserve wealth.
This year, Chinese visitors are on pace to top the list of international travelers to the Evergreen State. Bumblebee Seafoods, a major seller of canned tuna in this country, is being acquired by a company in Thailand. Thai Union Frozen Products says it's purchasing Bumblebee for $1.5 billion and says the sale should be completed by the second half of next year. The Thai company already owns U.S. tuna provider Chicken of the Sea. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:05 in the morning here, December the 19th, Friday. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com with a full chat room. I guess it can never be full, but they've got a lot of people in there today. Good morning. Good morning, Linda. And what's it look like today and this weekend?
Well, currently 51 degrees in the downtown studios. And guess what? Guess what we're going to get today? 51. So when you walk outside, what you see is what you're going to get. Don't think it's going to get any warmer. Rain today. Chance of showers tonight with temperatures that will be around 46. Saturday, it looks like we've got 52 with about 40% chance of rain. And Saturday night, chance of showers around 48. Sunday, again, we've got rain. And Sunday night, looks like it's clearing up a little bit, partly cloudy with temperatures around 48. That's our weekend forecast. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Okay. I'm getting my hair colored today.
Oh, that's good.
The reason I'm saying that is because Sharon's here.
But let's go to the phones first. Ruth, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Merry Christmas, Carl and Linda and Dad Bob.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas.
We got Just Bob today.
Well, thank you for donating the toys.
All your folks, Molly too.
Hey, you know what? Thanks a lot for coming in and bringing those toys in.
You're welcome. Actually, we try to donate to the Stuff the Bus and do the Toys for Tots for the Marines, and you have your barrel there I would have brought it in last Saturday, but we didn't do the show last Saturday. Hopefully, we'll be doing it this Saturday. But I'd like to fill that.
Hopefully,
we always like to hold that. Well, you know what? We've got it to the top. I guess we need just a few more because I'm just an overachiever here. But then I'm going to have Gunny Phelan come by and pick it up because I think they're going to need to start getting it out soon.
Sounds like a challenge.
Yeah.
People need to go in and say Merry Christmas to you before Linda gets her hair done.
Well, I said that because my fashion friend, who we always like go, you know, we scan each other from head to toe, like, oh, look at those earrings, or look at those shoes. What are you doing this holiday season? You know what I'm talking about. Well, last time I saw you, you were looking like $1 million bucks.
Well, you know, sometimes I have to clean up. I have to, you know, put a dress on every once in a while just to, you know, just to let everybody know that I do that sort of thing.
They were like, excuse me? Love that surprise. Anyway, what's on your mind this morning?
Well, I am a proud wife of a retired law enforcement officer, as most of you know. And today is Step Out in Blue Day. And it's a day that the wives and I think it's New York Police Officers Wives Association have started a trend on Facebook at Step Out in Blue to support law enforcement. And what they have done, and it's on Facebook, and I posted on the Largent team, Friday, December 19th, today, to support law enforcement across the nation, people are wearing blue. So they're asking for folks to step out in blue, and of course, I will join in that and be in all blue, and hope that folks go out there and do the same.
Okay. Well, to support our police, and it's an easy way to do it, just wear blue today.
Just wear blue
and
today.
And there's many more people that support police than many, many, many thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions that support our police than are opposed to our police. You know.
I agree. And this sometimes is kind of a subtle way for people to be out in blue. Hopefully, I'm going to sign up to ring the bell today. I'm not exactly sure where I'm going to be, but... I'll be wearing blue, and my dog will have a Santa hat on.
And you're ringing the bell so you can also help people. You know, Angel, you so much fit your name, Angel.
Well, thank you. Have a Merry Christmas, and I will see you on the 6th.
Thanks for calling and giving us an announcement there. That's great.
Right. Thanks a lot, Ruth. Okay. We're sitting here with Sharon Clark.
Good morning.
Good morning. One of our favorite guests of all
Thank
time.
Thank you. And Linda, you look amazing as always. And I'm getting my hair done on Saturday.
So oh, really?
Neither of us are like on our A game with the hair color right now. So no
yeah,
worries there.
Yeah, definitely. So
it's right. Wait till the last minute before Christmas.
Right.
I'm getting a haircut.
Well, life.
Yeah,
has
whatever,
been,
Carl.
Life.
Hey, I'm just gonna go back in the other room and get some work done. You two just, you know, let me know when it's my turn.
Well, we know, you know, first of all, it's very interesting of how I'm just curious, you know, we know that you are home helpers. You know, it's kind of synonymous with, you know, Sharon Clark and your business. If you could share with us one more time for maybe many people who knew have known you throughout the years and all your generosity and what you've done to support this community. How did you get involved with home helpers?
That's a really good question. I was a CNA in my early 20s, and so I knew kind of what a nurse's aide did and what a caregiver did. But I ended up getting into commission sales for a few years. And then when I was in my early 30s, my grandfather was trimming a tree in his backyard down in Yuba City, and he cut the limb the ladder was tied to, and down he came. And luckily not life-threatening, but I went and stayed with my grandmother, and she ended up having a pacemaker surgery later that year, but at that point had some heart issues, needed someone to drive her to and from the hospital. I reminded her to take her pills. She was very, you know, shaken up. She'd witnessed this issue. They haven't been apart in years. You know, he's in the hospital for 7 days.
Mm.
So I thought to myself at the time, what would families do? If I hadn't been able to do that, I just thought, wow, we're so fortunate that I lived close, that I had a young child, that I didn't have a job at that point, that I could go stay with her. And so I kind of just filed that away. And then fast forward, you know, 10 years later, I'm here in Reading. I'm looking to open a small business. What does Reading need? And the idea of Home Helpers comes to me. It's a national franchise out of Cincinnati, Ohio. And I fly back and meet with the president, and they explain it to us what we're caregivers. For people that are in their homes that have a medical issue that need some help while they recover or help permanently as they're aging. And I thought, oh my gosh, I know exactly what that is. You know, I've been a caregiver with my grandparents. I'd been a caregiver as a CNA. And so I thought, this is the perfect mix of my skill set. I've managed staff before. I've got the marketing background. And I know just enough to get myself in trouble with the caregiving side. And I remember telling friends, here I am 37 at that point, you know, 36, 37, opening this business. And their eyes glaze over because they have no clue what home care is. At that age, you're not even thinking about it yet. And I said, well, I'm not cooking Mrs. Smith's eggs, though. You know, I'm going to find the right person. Well, let me tell you, I've cooked a lot of eggs. I've spent the night. I've done showers. And so as with any small business, when you start off, you end up doing the care, which, of course, was great for me to understand what the staff is asked to do and to understand things from their side of it. And now having, you know, 50 amazing people on staff.
You employ 50 people?
Yeah, 50. And we're actually hiring at least 5 more probably this month. So if you're looking for a position to give back to the community and you can pass a criminal background check, DMV, and drug screen, it's a great part-time job.
Is that hard? Because we hear from the police, chief of police and the sheriff that they have thousands of applicants, but boy, if you smoked pot in the last, I don't know,
right.
year or 3 months or whatever, and that's been a big thing why they can't get recruits.
Right, right. Well, you know, most of the time, those people don't even apply because it's just a waste of everybody's time because I'm very upfront about what we're going to do pre-employment. And in the drug screen process over the last 10 years, you would be surprised at the people that have failed it. They're not who you would think would fail it. I mean, middle-aged people on opiates. You know, it's so important to do because you can't pigeonhole people and understand who would be in that lifestyle or not.
We had, you know, it's big, you know, to me, it was a big thing being an officer in the Marine Corps. And they started doing they'd pull officers over and let the drug dogs go through their cars. And I said, isn't this kind of a waste of time? And the sergeant looked at me and he says, well, no, sir, not as long as we keep finding drugs in Major's cars.
Right.
And I went, oh, never mind.
Yes, if we're doing this for six months, then it's a waste of time if nothing's
been
found.
And I thought about that and I thought, wow. You know, so it is. It's where, you know, you never think. Hey, we got to take a break here, but
this is great stuff.
We're talking seniors today, and let's talk about Owens Pharmacy just for a second. You know, seniors have multiple prescriptions, as we know, and so
yes, I'm one of them.
People have multiple prescriptions. You don't have to be a senior, though, but you don't. So what Owens has said is what they noticed was that people were coming in three or four times a month, or that they'd rush in, like, gosh, my pills are, I don't have enough pills, or, you know, it's run out. So they started something called MedSync at Owens Pharmacy. It adjusts the pill count so all of your prescriptions fall on the same day. And this is the good thing. So you only have to go in there once. Not only that, but if you can't get in there for whatever reason, it's raining or it's just you don't feel like going out, but gosh, where's my meds? Owens delivers for free. That's right. Owens delivers for free. Not only that, but the pharmacists at Owens are your last line of defense. They're going to check and make sure those prescriptions are right for you. Maybe you've gotten a prescription that may not work exactly the way the doctor thought because you're taking another type of med. They're there to check that, and they can do all of this. Owens Pharmacy, we go to Owens Pharmacy. The MedSync works. They've got six locations right here in Reading, and they're local. That's right, they're local. Your pharmacist knows you. You are not just a number. They're open at most locations Monday through Friday from 9 to 6.
And that's going to be important if the postage goes out of town.
Oh, yeah.
And you get your prescriptions delivered.
That's right.
That can really delay things. So maybe people should be thinking about, I do use Owens also, moving stuff over now before that happens, because that really can be an issue for the senior.
Absolutely a great idea, because it is going to happen. So
we procrastinate, so we need to. We're going to.
So Owens, is fixing
right.
that.
And right. I also like how, especially if you're doing something that has pain involved with it, or you're doing the hormonal kind of the creams, the compound creams. Owens on Court Street does that. Yeah, and Pharmacy.
They build the compounds right there.
Yeah, right. That's right. It's fantastic.
Hey, okay, let's take a quick break. Our guest, Sharon Clark, and we're talking about how to take care of our seniors during the holidays and things we need to be looking for. We'll be right back. I love that bump music, Bob.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Looking for a gift your friends and family can enjoy all year long? Memberships for Turtle Bay Exploration Park always make the perfect gift. This holiday season, the value is even better. All gift memberships are $15 off through November and December. That's just $65 for a year of Turtle Bay fun for two adults and up to four children. Give the gift of exploration this year for just $15 off. Visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Crossbearers is a free veteran support group for Iraq and Afghanistan veterans. Still dealing with PTSD? Still feeling misunderstood? Missing the camaraderie? Issues with VA paperwork? These are just a few of the issues we can talk about in our group. Crossbearers meets every Wednesday at 7 p.m. at Neighborhood Church in Reading. For more information, contact Rob Garcia at 530-221-5683. Crossbearers, a group for veterans, run by veterans.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460.
That's called Sometimers, Carl.
Sometimers. Oh, man. I'm kind of living in that place.
Where's my
KCNR 1460, currently 51 degrees, and you're here with Carl and Linda Bott and Sharon Clark,
who's acting as like third party co-host.
You know what? You've been co-host here. We've given you the show before. Just Sharon, take the
Potster,
show.
Or whatever you want to call it.
You've been with us since we. Since we started, you know, you had a show on our station.
Yep. I literally abandoned one of your competitors and went, hey, if they're brave enough in this economy to do that, I'm going to follow them right over there.
We've appreciated you at all levels.
It's the beginning of this anniversary, and it's the beginning of our sixth year.
Oh, yeah. Is it?
December
Amazing.
15th would be. We're going
into anniversary.
Yes, thank
you.
Here's
something else that Sharon Clark does, besides taking care of people so well, is that she jumps into things and supports
Dancing with the Stars.
We just did Stuff the Bus
and Liberty on the Border.
Right,
we have Turtle Bay and Liberty on the Border, and that's going to be ending next month. But what a great deal. And our listeners and our friends have all stepped up to support this. We're acting as an umbrella organization to collect $5,000. And it doesn't go for political reasons. It goes strictly to
for the
support
exhibit.
The exhibit. And Sharon is one of our supporters, and we just want to thank you.
One
for
of the
that.
Veins in the body.
And hopefully we got a bunch of schools to go see that. And did we get some children through there?
Yeah, they have. They've had. Uh-huh. They said it's really been well attended, because you also have the toys.
Yeah,
also,
right.
Next, mm-hmm. right next to
Toytopia.
It.
Toytopia. So, right. Phenomenal.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service. It's raining. It's nasty. Is your house warm? This is something that you need to give Martin and his people a call about. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service for emergencies, any type of heating system, they can help you. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Never a doubt in my mind that Martin and people from Alliance Heating and Air can't fix something and then offer you a great deal. Okay.
All right. Before we took a break, we Sharon Clark, of course, from Home Helpers, owner and operator and community
liaison.
Community
activist.
Activist. Extraordinaire. Okay. So before
you're a community activist?
An
activist is okay as opposed to an organizer, yeah. Right?
She's all okay. Of the above.
Right.
So we were talking about your grandfather, how you kind of got into Home Helpers, and just I want to really share with our listeners and hear this about ladder incidences, because your grandfather was on a ladder trying to do the lower limbs of a tree.
Right.
And how old was he when he had his ladder accident?
72.
All right. So now when we look at our ages, and I know my father's 82. I think he stopped going up on a ladder, but I think he still sneaks.
Right. I think
he sneaks in the backyard.
I think he's a what do they call it?
He's a closet ladder climber.
He's a closet ladder climber with vodka in the garage.
He waits till June is in the shower.
This is Bloody Mary at lunch.
He gets the ladder out, and he goes and starts trimming.
Yeah. So it's because he's a doer, like your grandfather was a farmer.
Right.
So, in your profession, let's just share. I mean, okay, it's Christmas lights, people. It's very hard. Don't you even think at our age? It's our bodies. We still think we're 20, and our bodies just are. So can you imagine as a man?
Right. And
what do you see?
That demographic has a really tough time when it comes to, you know, making smarter choices about what we choose to do and the situations at risk that we put ourselves in, you know, even such as driving the vehicle, that this generation of men, it's like you're the head of the household. It goes to your masculinity. So it's really, really hard for them to step back and look at that and understand that, you know, while you might be 72 and like grandfather and have worked on a ranch your whole life and da-da-da-da, and which I didn't say in his fall, was that he had hired a tree trimmer to come the following day but decided to get the low branches, and he cut the limb the ladder was tied to, which you couldn't have thought of a more embarrassing thing for a rancher that, you know, took care of however many acres in Live Oak for years. So I just think, you know, if you're a family member of a man like this, and you'll know who that is, you know, what I would encourage family to do is to say, Dad, when I get there, let's do that together. Dad, you know, because you know they're going to do it. And, you know, if you go in trying to take away, you know, independence from somebody, you're going to have a fight on your hands. Mm. And they're probably going to try to sneak before, you know.
You know, that's really good, Sharon, because mm-hmm. because when Tom and June come to visit, they bring enough. I mean, they bring so much stuff. It's just kind of almost unbelievable.
But Carl's especially told him to quit rolling his eyes.
Yeah. And especially, I mean, when times come up, you know, if they're bringing, you know, there's going to be some kind of an occasion. Bottom line is that I want to help, but Tom wants to do it. No,
yeah,
I'll do it. And he wants to take the heavy things. And it's like, you don't need to do that, Pop. Mm-hmm. I can do this. But it is. It's a thing that if you start letting people do that, or if it's something like that, then you start kind of like you're taking that step back.
Right.
So your plan is, hey, Dad, I'd really like to, you know, hey, Dad, you're going to do it. Can I do it with you? Because just like the old days.
Right.
And you do it that way.
Partner with them.
And I
think that, you know, the other thing that I really to approach, because, you know, one of the things I always say when I talk with groups about aging is communicating with your parents, having really open dialogue about things is really important as far as like what they want in their future, if they want to stay at home as they age, if they have a long-term care insurance policy. One of the biggest challenges for families when they come to see me is they haven't had that talk. And this generation is very private and they really don't like to share. But you know, at the end of the day, it will be your problem. You know, if you're the child, it is going to be your problem when there is a stroke or a fall or an issue. The ER is going to call you and you're going to have to make some decisions. So when your parents are doing well, the rule of thumb is it's called the 70-40 rule. When your parent is 70 or you're 40, whatever comes first, start having a dialogue. And one of the great segues into that conversation, and even in this scenario, Carl, let's say you're helping.
That's really a good – no, the 70-40.
Yeah.
No, that's really cool.
Because
like
nobody's really – generally speaking, people are probably doing fairly well at that point. So it's a conversation that is allowed. When they're really struggling – there's a dementia diagnosis or something else, now it's really tough to start having that dialogue. But when you're helping Linda's dad and you say, you know, Pop, you know, this gal came on the radio and she was talking about, you know, how important it is that, you know, we have open communication so we know what you want and what you and your wife have decided. And, you know, and we just want you to know that when you're ready to have that conversation, we need to listen because we know we're going to be your advocates and we want to be sure that things get done the way you plan. And I would hate for us to be in a position where we didn't know what you wanted. And they don't really understand that. They're putting their children in that position. And when you phrase it that way, or, gosh, someone at work's father fell and she was all upset. It was crisis mode. She didn't know, you know, have her name on the accounts. She couldn't pay any of the bills. You know, if you can bring an example to them of what's going to happen if they don't have that talk with you, a lot of times the light bulb will go on because they're not protecting you. They think they are. That's
right.
Where it comes from. But they're really not, because it is going to be your problem. And now you're in my office dealing with a medical crisis. That's not enough. Now you don't know how to pay the bills. You don't know what they want. You haven't had a conversation. There may be, you know, medical directives that need to be followed. You're trying to make those decisions. And on top of it all, the facility is saying, okay, she's going to be released in 2 weeks. You need home care. You know, what do you have lined up? And you have no clue because you've never had a conversation.
How do you encourage that kind of conversation when you don't live in the same town? Like, say you're together maybe for the holidays, but then you're far apart.
Right. And so it's one of those when you are there to go, you know, it occurred to me if there's a medical issue, I don't know any resources where you live, Mom. You know, so we, you know, maybe there's a senior expo like what I've, you know, been putting on in Reading. There's an event there, say, Golden Umbrella type you know, service that can give you, because what happens for you, Linda, if something happened to your parents in Sacramento, you know, while you know everything in Reading and have every connection, you don't have all those connections there. And I encourage my clients.
But we know Sharon.
Yeah, and I'll help you. But and I encourage my clients here to have that brochure, to tour the rehab facilities. Odds are you're going to end up with a medical issue as you age. Only 7% of us die in our sleep, and that's not a really big number. The other, you know, 93 have a slow decline. So odds are you're going to have a fall, you're going to have a surgery, you're going to have something. So the first thing kids want to do is move their parents where they are because they feel safer. They feel like they know the people. So if I tell my clients, if you want to stay in Reading, have those resources. Say, we've met with Sharon. We know what she does. Here's her brochure. If anything happens to me, you know, this is the lady to call.
Okay, we need to take a break here, but here's some things from our chat room. My piano player is 89 years old. He still climbs 16-foot orchard ladders like an idiot. Can't tell him not to because I've done that all my life. I expect to find him on the ground one day, done and gone. The other comments about this, I've had a few friends whose dad fell off roofs, ladders. So sad. One friend told me when his dad died from falling off the ladder, he was still mad at him. And Coach Bob, yes, you can take the man off the farm, but you can't take the farm out of the man.
That's true.
And especially when you tell your dad to just call and I will come up and help you. They don't need to end up.
They don't want to call you.
But these are just good things that we're hearing.
Right.
That 70-40 is a very valuable piece of information because I understand what you're talking about,
right,
and it's time to talk.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Our guest, of course, is Sharon Clark from Home Helpers, and we will be right back after these messages.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSafe. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wines at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wines can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media soundbites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
So this is Christmas.
Wait, Bob! So this is KCNR with Carl and Linda Bott.
And Sharon Clark from Home Helper. It is 8:34 in the morning, 51 degrees out there. It's going to be raining today, tomorrow, and the next day. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends, and they give senior and military discounts there, 365-3793. Mm-hmm. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of
Man's Last Stronghold.
Man's Last Stronghold. I am glad that you both realize that you can walk into a place that's kind of a man's
place. No perms, no colors.
No perms, no colors. And the only gel in there is butch wax that makes the flat top stand straight up in the air. And they shave around your ears and your neck. I mean, this is really cool. You all don't even know what that's like, but that is kind of really special when that happens. It's the cheers of barbershops. Okay. What can I say? It's absolutely so good. The only thing they don't have is beer. You know, if you have a beer while you're getting your hair cut,
they probably wouldn't be opposed to it if you brought it in a brown bag. You know,
I don't know. Anyway.
Drink that Coors, a bottle of Coors in the brown bag. Bring it in.
Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, right across from the subway. Great place.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Welcome back to the show. We're excited to be on Friday with our friend Sharon Clark.
You think it's tough being with Linda? Well, being with Linda and Sharon. And if you,
it's not
tough,
honey.
And your friend Brenda. I mean, talk about glam, and I would just be overcome by
I love to watch these girls. They're just amazing. It's amazing to see. And I can understand you being BFFs because, you know, it's just amazing how God puts people together.
It is. And girl friendships are – we feel so blessed to have found each other. And we do like our bling. And I think, you know, I love my fashion because, you know, living in the real world, doing what I do and seeing families many times in crisis, it's nice to have something, you know – You look cute, you're shopping, you get your nails done. I have to get my mind off of it. You know, sometimes it's just really, it's overly serious. You know, I sell jewelry a little bit on the side just because I need something light.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I sell Stella
and Dodge. I think I knew that.
Yeah. And people ask me, aren't you busy enough? And I said, you know, it's fun to have a trunk show.
Yes.
And watch girls try on jewelry because, you know, I so many times see people at their worst, struggling, you know, through difficult times. And, you know, I always say if you want to see all the dynamics in a family, you wait till someone's old and sick and it all comes out. The kids that weren't treated right, the daughter that never got the car, the son got the property when mom died, the rings got, you know, and all those issues come out because you're grieving the loss of this, you know, matriarch or patriarch, and everyone's stuff comes up. And then I end up having to help work through a lot of that in order to serve this wonderful client and help them age, you know, respectfully. So, and I'm happy to do it, but it is just, it's sometimes overwhelming. I'm not the friend at the dinner table you want to hear how my week was all the time. Sometimes my friends are like, that's really depressing. Don't even – just drink your wine and be quiet.
You know what? Next time Sharon comes over, give her a couple of shots before she walks in, and maybe we can control this. Sharon, okay. This is a very important part. People, get out your pens and paper here. When you go to somebody's house that is either elderly or maybe – they don't even have to be elderly. Maybe they're just having that time in their life when they're having problems with taking care of themselves. I know you see all ages.
Mm-hmm.
What should they start looking for?
So some of the main triggers that I tell families about, and especially as you're coming home for the holidays, many times if your parents don't live locally, they sound great on the phone. And all of a sudden you show up and wow, things are not what you expected. The biggest one that you can see right off is the home. How is their environment? Is it cluttery? Is it safe? Has there been a drastic change in the housekeeping? Because that's an easy thing to make a phone call, find a great agency to come in every couple of weeks, once a month, and do the deep cleaning. So that's an easy one for kids to see. If your mom and dad have always been fairly neat and tidy, and all of a sudden now we've seen a change, there's past due notices. There's junk mail everywhere. They safely can't get through the home. There's fall risks. That's an easy thing to go, Mom, you know, let's just hire you somebody to come in here and help with this. It's time to give up the cleaning. And usually that's one of the first things families will accept, the cleaning part. The other thing to really check is their medications. 65% of hospitalizations annually with the elderly are caused by medication noncompliance. So it's a huge issue that leads to a lot of other medical issues. Excuse me. So, you know, asking Mom and Dad just at breakfast one day, they've got all their pills out there. I always say ask. So, Mom, explain to me what you're taking and why, just so I know if there was an emergency, what are you on and what are the dosages? And let her tell you and then check the bottles. If they don't know what they're taking and why and what the dosages are or they're wrong, maybe it's time to suggest one of those day of the week pill minders that, you know, a relative or a neighbor, or if you're local, that you help supervise the filling of that once a week and then double check the pill minder when you're there to make sure that, you know, the system is working, because that medication issue is huge.
Well, and that's one of the big things when we're talking to Owens, you know, the pharmacist that was in here. That's something they see too, is that the amount of pills. Oh, I have these left. And because they go through that with them too, but they say, oh, I have, I don't need these. Well, you should need these.
Right.
Well, why don't you need these?
Right.
You know, that kind of thing is because they're not taking them right. Or, oh, I've run out of pills already. Well, these pills should have lasted you for another 15 days.
Right.
Are you doubling your dosage? That's something else, too, that a good pharmacist can help you with. But,
absolutely.
But what you're saying is so important, because at the end, my father had 2 shoeboxes with pills in them.
Oh, and they don't want to get rid of them. If the doctor takes the prescription away or changes it, they'll keep that other one.
And they may just keep taking.
Right. And so, and we actually, at Home Helpers, you know, part of my business is medical equipment. And we actually have a pill dispenser that the family can fill, and it locks. And the pills at the appropriate times, it's all set, come out. It alarms until the client takes the pills and resets it.
Wow.
And if it doesn't get reset, then the monitoring company, through their phone line, gets dialed up. They will call the house and say, Mr. Smith, we saw that your 8 a.m. pills, the alarm's going off.
Whoa.
You need to take them. Now, the challenge with this is you can reset the alarm and not take the pills. I mean, there's no one standing there to make sure you take them. So this pill monitoring system is for that person that says, I'm aware of it, and I know I need help with it. If they don't want it, they'll just turn the alarm on and off. The pills will go right back through it. And they still don't get taken. So if someone has a dementia, that's probably not, you know, a good idea. But it has been great for maybe a spouse who's caregiving for their husband who's going through cancer treatments. And he has meds every 4 hours. And she's overwhelmed by her own meds and her own care. She'll say, oh, yeah, let's put them all in that system so I can make sure that I'm doing them right, because they're so important that at these right increments.
I've never even heard of that before. That's great.
Yeah. And so it's really helpful.
And you have that.
It's $50 a month monitored. We rent it so you can try it out and just see if it works. 28 doses, up to 4 a day come out of it. And so that's been really successful in helping with this issue. And I think that as the baby boomers continue to age, we're going to find more equipment, because, you know, it's expensive to have home care, you know, for years and years and years and years. So if the longer we can avoid dipping into our resources and our long-term care insurance, et cetera, and use equipment to monitor us and help us, it's better, you know, for everybody.
Do you see yourself going into cameras and monitoring from a central location?
You know, it's been brought up. You know, it's definitely been brought up.
I think that's something maybe, you know, that y'all should look at. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the sense of that you could have cameras in a house, you know, of course, with everybody's permission, and be able to check, just, you know, and say, hey, we've got people monitoring, and if they, you know, that if something happened, we could see it and send help.
Because, I mean, the other thing we have that, you know, is with DirectLink is the fall monitor and, you know, the button that you push if you need help. But this generation sometimes won't push the button. I mean, I've had women fall at night with their dinner on the floor and wait until the morning to push it because their son works really hard, you know. And they didn't want to wake him in the middle of the night. You know, and it's just like, oh, my gosh.
This button activates to their nearest relative or to somebody.
Yeah, to the monitoring company, which will then dispatch the paramedics and or family. And we actually have a fall sensor with that, which is great. So if someone has a fall that they're not able to push the button, let's say they have AFib or, you know, low blood sugar or something that just takes them down, sometimes you don't even know you're going to faint. And so it'll actually sense the fall and send a signal. And if anyone hears about this equipment, there's a $59 installation charge, and I will waive that if you say that you heard me on the show today.
Oh, wow.
So you'll just start with your monthly fee and see if you like anything.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
For that. Yeah.
So, and the last thing about that I want to hit on, if you're, there are two more things when you go home for the holidays. One is hygiene, and the other one is meals. So double check if mom's always been, you know, hygienic and changed her clothes and taking good care of her hygiene, and so is dad, and you see them disheveled and clothes aren't being laundered, et cetera. That's generally the onset of some type of other medical issue. So definitely, you know, assess that. Maybe talk with the physician. Do we have a dementia starting? You know, what's – because that's a major change in someone to have a hygiene issue. And lastly, the meals, we have a generation now where the men, a lot of them didn't do a lot of cooking, and the women did cooking through the years for a big family, and she's tired of it, and he doesn't really know how to do it. And so, and this is this generation. I have men that go to Perco's every meal. So if they get hurt or lose their license, they don't have, they're not going to learn now. So, you know, we can go in, you know, agencies can, and do meals ahead of time, prep them all in the Tupperware so they can just be reheated. You've got Meals on Wheels. There's other resources. You could do some shopping for them and prep some meals. You know, there's just maybe just helping get healthy food in the house. You know, those frozen dinners are not that good for you.
No.
And that's what a lot of these folks do. And maybe twice a week at the most, but they need home cooked meals, you know, with healthy calories and low sodium, et cetera, as you're aging. So,
okay.
I remember my grandfather in Iowa. I know, just on this subject. Hey, granddad, how you doing? And he kept talking about how he'd love to go down to the senior, walk down to the senior center. I said, what kind of meals do they? Oh, well, I get three good squares. I thought, what? That's my grandfather, coal miner. Three good squares. Okay.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That gets three good squares.
Well, you know what? If that works, that's great. Okay. Hey, we got to take a break here. Our guest, Sharon Clark, Home Helpers. And we've talked about what to be looking for when you go home or when you're talking to them on the phone. We've got more stuff after we get back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 8:45 in the morning on Friday, December the 19th. It's 51 degrees out there. It's raining. It will continue to rain. Hope everybody's having a great day and you're planning on a great weekend. We'll be right back. Let freedom ring. Let peace resound throughout the world, especially on this day. It's Christmas in America. God bless the USA. It's beautiful this time of year. You've just got to get out and enjoy it. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can make you avoid things you love doing and keep you stuck inside with your feet up, missing out on the fun of fall. You may have venous insufficiency causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. So don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are your local vein and vascular treatment experts, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely performing varicose vein treatments for over 9 years. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can look and feel great.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Get 0% financing for up to 72 months right now on all new 2015 Kia Optimas and Kia Sorentos at Redding Kia, and a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Plus, complimentary lifetime oil changes. See Redding Kia for details. On approval of credit, plus government fees, taxes, any dealer documentation processing charge, and any emission testing charge, must finance through Kia Motors Finance, subject to prior sale. This offer ends December 3rd. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding. Redding Kia. com.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go
going to see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You can stand Carl and Linda Bott. It's Friday, December the 19th. It's 8:48 in the morning. It's 51 degrees out there. It's raining. Our phone lines are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Our chat room is just going for it.
Thanks, Chat Pack.
And we're having a Chat Pack breakfast on the 6th of January.
Oh, we did?
At 9:30.
Oh. Okay.
That means as soon as we get off the show, we'll just run over to someplace. Now, where's it going to be?
We'll figure that out.
We're going to figure that one out. And we'll let everybody know that's in our Chat Pack. Come on down and have breakfast with us. Sharon Clark, Home Helpers, is the owner and CEO and just main instigator of everything around here when it comes to seniors, is our guest. And this question came in, and we were discussing it during the break, is in Oregon, the assisted suicide has been approved over there, and it's a couple other states. Mm-hmm. You see a lot of end of life sufferings. Mm-hmm. Are people making that decision now in the sense that, you know what, I don't want to live like this. I've got dementia, and it's just a matter of time before I don't know anything or what's going on. Can people make some kind of codicil or a thing that they can tell their loved ones? Like with Linda and I, if I have a major, you know, heart brain thing and I'm on a respirator, she knows that I don't want to stay there.
Well, you've not signed something and told me that, so.
I'm telling it in front of everybody. Okay. And I will. I'll sign it because it could happen any second now, especially when you're getting ready. Anyway, but you know, to pull the plug. And my sister knows that. And,
right.
And my daughter knows that. So everybody knows that. And you're right. I do need to put that in writing. But are you seeing that? Are people planning? Is this something that you see?
It's an interesting question. And first of all, I want to say communicating that to Linda is great. And that's where we clear communication to your family members with your medical directives. You know, obviously in the state of California, we can't do the little white pill. But having good communication and knowing your parents' medical directives, who's making those choices, because there's a power of attorney for finance, there's a power of attorney for healthcare, and it's important to understand who those people are and be clear on what your loved ones want, whether it's your husband, your wife, your parents, et cetera, and having that cleared for you so you're not in that position. You know, Carl, you know, it's such a personal choice, you know, this question. It definitely has come up. You know, we had that young gal that made it through Facebook and all of that had the inoperable brain tumor.
The one in Oregon.
Like, 30 years
she
old.
She moved there.
She moved
to Oregon. Right.
And I certainly can see why that comes up. You know, I've seen, you know, folks with, you know, Lou Gehrig's disease and Huntington's, and there's some really, really painful end of life situations that I've been involved in. And, you know, my grandma used to joke with me, you know, if I ever don't know who I am and I don't know what, you know, who you are, you know, take me up to a beautiful location, let me enjoy the view, and then give me a nice shove, you know. And I think, you know, there's a part of us that goes, you know, I don't want to live beyond those healthy times. And I definitely think, you know, I can see, and I've joked with my staff, you know, when I get to a place like that, you know, have a nice, my final dinner with me, give me my little white pill with a wine chaser and let me just go, you know. And I think it is going to be something that's going to continue to be discussed as we continue in healthcare, all these advances, even just the time that, you know, in our generation, you know, we were passing away at 65 on the ranch, right, of a heart attack. Now we're living to, you know, our 80s and 90s, and it's not uncommon that I have people, you know, close to 100 years old that have survived cancer, they've survived colon issues, they've survived, you know, all kinds of different things that would have, you know, been life-threatening years ago. only to go on to more dementias, because now when you reach the age of 85, your dementia risk is like 50% increased. So we haven't figured out how to age the brain yet. You know, this is going to be an issue, especially as our baby boomers, you know, continue to age. And I think it's definitely going to be something to really communicate with your family about. And I don't think you can really pull the plug for dementia, but you can definitely say, I mean, I've had people with a mom who has dementia, who has said she doesn't want to live like that, getting people the flu shot and the pneumonia shot. And you know what? Maybe in those scenarios, you say, you know, I'm not going to worry about that. You know, if my mom doesn't want to live like this, and I don't, I mean, pneumonia is not a bad way to go, you know, and I don't want to offend people by saying that. But the point is, you're doing all these other things to keep her alive when that's really not what she wanted. And, you know, the maintenance and keeping her comfortable and everything is great. We want to be humane about it. But preventing other things just to get dementia further on, which is life-threatening also, it's just kind of an interesting dichotomy.
They've had a couple, when somebody's written down DNR, do not resuscitate.
Right.
My daughter works in a hospice, is a nurse and works in a hospice. And she has, you know, a number of patients. And it takes a special person to work there. She believes, and of course, in the concept, but it's keeping people comfortable as they reach the end, and being there for their families. I think hospice is probably a very, very good alternative.
Oh, it is. And, you know, my gram was with me over the summer and came into my home, and we used interim hospice. We had a great experience. And the minute, you know, she fell in rehab and fractured her hip, and when they said the words, well, we're just going to do comfort care, I said, well, hold on a minute. I'll do comfort care. You know, if we're in a hospital setting for comfort care, let's get her out of here. So we're wheeling her out on the
gurney.
She'd
be much more comfortable at home.
Absolutely. Right. And she's waving, saying ta-ta for now as we take her out. It was so cute. And, you know, we had her last days were spent with us, looking through albums and in her home. And, you know, she was ready to go. It was, her body made that choice for her, and we honored that decision. And I think, you know, knowing what I know, it was such a tough situation. It was really taxing. I had my staff helping me. And I mean, I just, for all the families that make that commitment, even in me being in the field, it was tough, but it was so worth it. I have such peace. It was a good passing. You know, she had a good passing.
I think hospice is a way to do it. And that doesn't mean euthanasia or anything like that, because one of the comments we just said is that, you know, if you open that door.
Well, it is. It's Pandora's box.
It is Pandora's box, because then it becomes, oh, well, you know what? They're in their 70s and they're, you know, it's kind of a, you know, they're being a problem.
Right. Well, you get a family member that's greedy that says, yeah, my dad said this and this is what it is.
You've got to watch that, you know, and Craig, that's a very good point.
Yeah.
But I know how my mom was when she was with hospice, and we were so happy because they made her so comfortable. They were so nice to her.
And she was at home.
And she was at home first, and then went to the hospice, and we all went. There, we all got she just hung right in there. I mean, I got back from Iraq, and the kids got in from New Mexico and from all different places, and we were all there. So it was and she got to talk to us and all of that. And I tell you, you know, there's she went out with class.
Mm-hmm.
My mom did. So it was I can see this, but you see this every day, as my daughter does. I, you know, frankly, you know, Sharon, you are one with, you know, great courage. Moral courage.
Thank you. And again, I feel so blessed. When I'm out in the supermarket and someone walks up to me and says, oh my gosh, aren't you Sharon from Home Helpers? Thank you for all you do. And you know, I always joke, you know, I'm not selling jeans, you know? And so it's nice to do something that gets, you know, it's like, you know, I'm in people's photo albums. I get Christmas cards. You know, when they talk about their mom's passing, they talk about me and my staff that were there. We're like a part of this event, this important life that this person had, and we come in, and I feel privileged to be brought in, you know, to people's lives and become a part of it. So
that's cool. You know, and you need somebody like you with those type of, it's not a business. I mean, it is a business, but it's not, it's so much more to you.
Oh, absolutely. You know, they've become my family, and I know what I would want for my family. And, you know, I always joked that, you know, if I wouldn't send this caregiver to my own family, I don't hire them. And here, both my grandfather and my grandmother, you know, who inspired me to start this business with the latter fall, I've helped both of them in their home pass away with grace and compassion. And my own staff has worked with me with my family. So it's kind of come full circle that they inspired me to start it, and I was able to have this great, amazing company and then serve them too. with their needs at the end. And so it's been
we were fortunate enough to be invited to your big party you had. It was what 10 year anniversary. And meet all of your people or very many of your people. Mm-hmm. And what a bunch of caring people. They'd be invited in my home anytime.
This is a fantastic way to close our Friday, the Friday
it
before
is.
Christmas.
It is.
People are leaving town, they're going home, they're gonna be around loved ones, sisters, brothers. We're gonna get a chance to really maybe make a list of those questions and have go into the other room and have a conversation or have a conversation with your parents while they're with it.
Right. Before it's an issue.
Before
crisis mode. And say, I heard the show, bring up the show. Mm-hmm. And they were asking questions that I wasn't really sure that we've discussed. And what happens sometimes when they start telling us what we put the house in your name, we all go, oh, Dad, I don't want to know that.
Right.
But you have to let them tell you and you have to be open to hearing about it because it's going to be your problem. It's going to fall on your shoulders.
And if you listen to Dave Ramsey, who's on our station from 12 to 3, he'll tell you, don't put the house in their name.
Well, yeah, in the trust, yeah,
don't do that because it'll cost you a lot in fees and taxes.
But you put it in a trust.
You can put it in a trust. That's completely different. But you're right. But this is the perfect time, my friends. You're going home. You're seeing your kids. Or what about this? Is that you're much better about discussing this than your kids are? Because we have people that are here that are grandparents.
Bring it up to your children.
They come up and you talk to them about it. They're not going to want to listen. No, because I don't want to talk about you all being gone. Well. This is what we need to talk about.
They're
going to
be in my office in tears because they don't know what to do. And
there you go.
And
I'm telling you, this is what I want. I'm writing it down. I want you to do this. I'm in a sound mind. So this is a great time to do it.
And feel free to call my office if you need advice.
And website.
Yeah,
my website is readinghomehelpers.com. And the medical conditions that you should look for, what we talked about, that list, there's 10 of them. They're on my website. And you can always call my office at 226-8350. And I can give you suggestions on how to start that conversation if you need it.
Well, many blessings to you, Sharon. And we have the utmost of respect and admiration for you.
Thank you so much.
You're a beautiful woman inside and out. We're so happy to have you in our lives. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
to
Christmas.
You too.
Everybody have a great, safe weekend. And we'll be back with you Monday.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Now that the FBI has formally blamed North Korea for the Sony hack attack, what can or should the U.S. do about it? President Obama may address that when he holds his year-end news conference later on. Some critics are blasting Sony for pulling the plug on the interview, but cybersecurity expert Waylon Krush says that Sony is in a tough spot.
This is cyber warfare, and it's very tough for a company to stand up to that.
He spoke with Sky News. $2.46 a gallon, that's GasBuddy.com's new nationwide average for gas. Prices continue to fall.
Prices 41 cents lower nationally than just a month ago. So we're seeing a rate of decline more than a penny a day.
GasBuddy's Patrick DeHaan. Hold off on the caramel apples. Health officials urging us not to eat any prepackaged caramel apples for now. They've been tied to 5 deaths and